Daniel 5, Day 4. Daniel is charged. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. And the king answered and said to Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, who art from the sons of the exile of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Judah? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and intelligence and excellent wisdom is found in thee. If thou canst read the writing, and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third with dominion in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. Arcana Celestia, 2357, Section 2. No one can at the same time serve two masters. When a man who once acknowledges and believes returns to a life of evil, he profanes what is good and holy. But he who does not acknowledge and believe cannot profane. Care is therefore taken by the Lord's divine providence lest a man be admitted further into the very acknowledgement and faith of the heart than he can afterwards be kept, and this on account of the punishment of profanation, which is the most grievous in hell. Arcana Celestia 1363. Idolatrous worships are internal and external. The internal are those which condemn man, the external not so much. The more interior the idolatrous worship is, the more it condemns, the more exterior, the less. Internal idolaters do not acknowledge God, but adore themselves and the world, and make idols of all their cupidities or lusts. Whereas external idolaters are able to acknowledge God, although they do not know who the God of the universe is. Internal idolaters are known from the life they have acquired, and in proportion as this life departs from the life of charity, in the same proportion they are more interior idolaters. External idolaters are known solely from their worship, and although they are idolaters, they can still have the life of charity. Internal idolaters can profane holy things, but external idolaters cannot. And therefore, external idolatry is tolerated in order to prevent the profanation of holy things. Arcana Celestia 1059. With those who are outside the church and are called Gentiles, the Lord is equally present in charity as with those who are within the church. He is even more present, for there is not so great a cloud in their intellectual part as there is in general with those who are called Christians. For the Gentiles are ignorant of the word, nor do they know what the Lord is, consequently not what the truth of faith is, and therefore they cannot be against the Lord and against the truth of faith. Arcana Celestia 1327. No one can profane what is holy except one who is in possession of the knowledges of faith and who acknowledges the truth of them. A person who does not possess them cannot acknowledge and still less profane them. It is internal things that can be profaned, for what is holy abides in internal and not in external things. The case in this respect is the same as it is with a man who does what is evil but does not intend what is evil. To him, the evil that he does cannot be imputed, just as it cannot be imputed to one who does not do it out of deliberate intention, or to one who is destitute of reason. Thus, a man who does not believe that there is a life after death, and yet performs external worship, cannot profane the things that belong to eternal life, because he does not believe that there is any such life. But the case is quite different with those who know and acknowledge these things. Questions and points for discussion. Why is Providence so concerned to prevent profanation? What can or should we do to try to prevent profanation in ourselves, in our children, in the church, in the country? Why is it important to keep in mind the states of the simple and the Gentiles? Does ignorance excuse? Is it ever right to withhold the truth from someone? If so, under what circumstances?